From the KMNN studios, this is the Kids Morning News Network. Good morning and happy Monday. It's April 15th, 2024. I'm Alex in the KMNN studio in New York. And I was not in the studio on Friday. For my regular listeners, my apologies for missing the show last Friday. Sometimes I just can't get everything together in time. The grown-ups in your life might seem a little more stressed than usual today. That's because here in the U.S., it's tax day. That means every adult has to send in a tax return to the federal government and a separate one to most of the state governments. A tax return is basically a report saying how much money a person made and how much they have to pay in taxes. Taxes are money paid to the government to pay for the government. The idea is that if everyone who lives in a country chips in a little bit of what they make, that can pay for a government that helps everyone. This idea has led to a lot of arguments over the years. Here in the United States, there was no income tax, which is what tax day is all about, until 1913, just over 100 years ago. The thing that makes tax season so stressful, one of the things, is that there are a lot of rules about taxes. It's not a simple equation. The U.S. tax code, those are the rules for taxing people, has more than 9,000 different sections. And some of those sections have subsections, and it changes every year. So it's very, very hard for any one person to understand it all, even if that's all they do. And of course, if you get something wrong on your taxes, you can be in trouble. I guess the best thing about tax day is that it only comes once a year. Today is the birthday of a guy who kind of did it all. He was an artist who created some of the most spectacular paintings ever, including the most reproduced painting in history. He was also a scientist whose work in anatomy, engineering, mathematics, and astronomy are still studied. Inventions that he dreamed up were so futuristic for his time that the materials to make them didn't even exist yet. Certainly one of the greatest minds the world has ever known, Leonardo da Vinci. He was born on this day in what is now Italy in 1452. And yes, he was born on April 15th, but he has nothing to do with taxes. He still shows up in culture today. There were these famous books and movies called The Da Vinci Code earlier this century, and the Assassin's Creed video games, lots of Leonardo. So happy birthday, Leonardo da Vinci. It's riddle time. Since I missed the show Friday, I'm going to solve Wednesday's riddle. What kind of band doesn't play music? A rubber band. Today's riddle is, I fly forever, I rest never. What am I? Give you the answer on Wednesday. Did you feel a bit of a breeze last Thursday? That may have been asteroid 2024 GJ2. Well, okay, not really, but that asteroid did pass very close to Earth last Thursday. Close in an astronomical sense, of course, very close, really, which in this case is 7,600 miles. And yeah, that is very close. By comparison, the moon is almost 239,000 miles away. So this asteroid, it was pretty close. But not to worry. 2024 GJ12 is only about 10 feet wide, meaning that if it did come down to Earth, it would have burned up in the atmosphere. So wait a minute. What's the difference between an asteroid and a meteor? Well, imagine the solar system is this big cosmic sandbox. Asteroids are like the kind of big clunky rocks you'd find mixed in with the sand. They're leftovers from the formation of our solar system. Mostly made of tough stuff like metal and rock. Some are just over a meter across, 3 feet or so, but they can be as big as mountains. But not quite as big as planets. Asteroids typically orbit the Sun in a big ring between Mars and Jupiter, but some can wander into our neighborhood. Now, in this sandbox, you get the sand, right? These are rocky or metallic things floating around in space that are smaller than asteroids. Those are called meteoroids. And when one of those little guys gets caught in Earth's gravity and zooms into our atmosphere, it becomes a meteor. And that's when things get exciting. The friction from blasting through the atmosphere heats the meteor up super fast, burning it up. This burning streak of light in the sky is what we call a shooting star. Pretty cool, right? But even though we call them shooting stars, meteors, obviously, they aren't actually stars at all. Oh, and what about comets? Well, comets are like asteroids. They're big, but instead of being made out of rock, they're ice and dust. Oh, and here's a bonus fact. If a meteor somehow survives the fiery trip through the atmosphere and lands on Earth, it becomes a meteorite, a space rock you can actually hold. If you missed 2024 GJ2 this time around, it's coming back for another flyby in 2093. So mark your calendar. If you're in the Great Plains, it might be pretty windy today. Up along the Front Range of the Rocky Mountains, you could see some rain or even a little snow. But it should be clear and pretty warm in the eastern half of the country. Less so on both counts in the Pacific Northwest. All right, that's the show. Thank you very much for listening. If you like this episode, please like it and subscribe in your podcast app. And spread the word about the Kids Morning News Network. Grown-ups, if you'd like to become a supporter, there's a link in the episode description. No pressure, but even $3 a month would help with production costs. I'll be back Wednesday, and I hope that you are too. From the KMNN Newsroom, this is Alex, signing off.